It's the Ben and Skin Show, 105.3 The Fan on a Cowboy Monday. We're overreacting wildly to a Cowboys loss 12-10 to the Saints. And joining us now, after a loss, which I know he regrets these shows now more than ever, brought to you by Miller Lite, the only beer of the Dallas Cowboys, and Dr. Pepper. It's time for this.
It's like going into Wisconsin.
Well, I got the kicked out of me in Wisconsin once. Forget it.
Snap count on my mind, Romo hand on my butt. I'm the center, and that's what's up, yeah. I touch the ball on every play, and if you see me coming at you, it's time to pray. I got a big beard and a real mean streak. In the bedroom, I'm a super freak. I once ate a whole honey-baked ham. Ask a DT who the f*** I am. My name is Frederick. Yeah, Travis Frederick. My name is Frederick. Yeah, Travis Frederick.
Yes, thank you, Miller Lite, the only beer of the Dallas Cowboys, and Dr. Pepper for this, an opportunity for us to visit with all-world center Travis Frederick. How you doing today, Travis?
I'm doing all right. How are you guys?
Hey, we're doing great, man. Thanks for jumping on with us. We appreciate it, and obviously it's more fun to have these talks after a win, but now we have to grill you with the hardest questions of your life.
Yeah, I mean, I knew what I signed up for when I agreed to move to Mondays.
Right, you're on Mondays now.
You know, Thursdays was a little easier at that point, but that's all right.
On Thursday, you've had a chance to marinate. Cowboy fans aren't worried. Media's not worried about whatever happened in the past. It's about the future. But right now, you're smack dab in the eye of the storm for overreaction. So a lot of people asking about, did you guys come out with a little bit of a different game plan? Were you trying to run the ball more on first down? Did you go with less play action? Was it because it was noisy? So what can you tell us about your team's approach offensively?
I'm not exactly sure if the game plan was specifically set up differently than it previously had been. You know, as the plays get called out, you know, we just sort of execute those. And we talk about some of those game plan things during the week, but a lot of that, you know, play calling and that sort of flow of the game is sort of left up to the game itself. So during the week, we're practicing the plays that we think are going to be good into their looks and how we can adjust to them and things like that, but we don't practice the actual flow of the game itself. So I'm not exactly sure if that was the plan or if that was something that just kind of happened through the game.
Now, how much discussion is there about adjusting what you guys do or, you know, configuring what you do based on the environment? Because we're having a lot of discussion about it. Looked crazy. I mean, we heard it, but it also looked crazy noisy the way you guys were trying to communicate with one another. Did that have an impact on what you guys did or didn't call last night?
That's also it's hard for me to answer. I don't think that it did. I don't know that for a fact because I was the one calling the plays. But I will say it was pretty loud there. But I was really happy with our communication as a group, especially offensively. I don't know about on the defensive side of the ball, but for us, I felt like we were able to get the calls out and get the adjustments that we needed on the field. And sometimes in an environment like that, you have misses. And I can say honestly, within the O-line, I don't think we had any of those miscommunications or missed plays or anything like that.
So in terms of the noise, it didn't keep you guys from audibling or in any way or hurt you guys in regards to communication?
No. You know, we were able to several of those plays were audible. They're checked. Oftentimes, multiple plays are given in the huddle, and we pick one. All of that was able to happen. I do think that the practice that we put into that during the week with the extra crowd noise and, you know, just our communication being overly communicative during the week did help us there.
I realize we're barely 12 hours removed from the end of that game by this point that we're talking to you. But, you know, just looking down at the numbers, you go, okay, the team wasn't successful running the ball. Mm-hmm. Did it feel that way during the game? Did it feel like, hey, we're missing these assignments or they're loading up on us? It, you know, being so close to the game, why does it feel like you guys weren't able to run the ball?
Yeah, I think we really just felt out of rhythm. You know, I think that's the biggest thing that I look at now. You know, we haven't had a chance to meet about it yet. We'll do that this afternoon. But I really did just feel out of rhythm. And I think it was one of those times where our execution wasn't on point. And it was, you know, one play, you know, there was an early play where I missed a linebacker run through. And the next play, somebody tripped. And the next play, there was somebody else. It was kind of like each play, somebody had a bad one, and we just couldn't get everybody together at the same point. It wasn't that everybody played bad the whole game. It was that every once in a, every couple of plays, somebody had something wrong. And when that happens and you're not in the flow as a group, that's when it shows up that it looks like there are a lot of bad plays in a row.
Well, it looked like the Saints defense was just stuffing the run. Malcolm Brown looked like he was hell to deal with. Although, on the touchdown run, I noticed you and Zach had some ferocious blocks on that, so congratulations on that. But in general, it looked like it was really tough sledding for you guys. Is this just a case of you win some, you lose some, and their defensive line just happened to be a little bit better than you guys on this particular day? Is that oversimplifying it?
You know, I think there is a little bit of truth to that. I think that those guys really did come out and play really well. And like I said, there was times here and there that we weren't on our P's and Q's. And, you know, we need to focus on being better about that and being better for a higher percentage of the time so that we have a better chance of everybody being great together. You know, and they did a lot of things on defense. They came in with a great game plan. They made a lot of adjustments, and they had a lot of checks in place so that they, if they knew when we were running the ball, they would, check into a pressure right into that. It was sort of the perfect deal. So you could tell that they had definitely studied and were able to kind of tee off on a couple of those things.
This is Travis Frederick joining us on Monday mornings after the Cowboys play, brought to you by Miller Lite and Dr. Pepper, two great tastes that go great together. So, Travis, last night, what did your homie Tyron say very stoically after the game about the way he was feeling?
Well, as you may imagine, there wasn't a lot of words that came out of Tyron's mouth after the game. he doesn't say a lot.
Right.
And I did see him in that boot. Hopefully he's doing all right. I haven't talked to him yet this morning. I'm sure he's here getting treatment already. I haven't been down to the training room yet, but I'll go check on him right away. I know after the game I checked on him and he seemed okay, but definitely not great.
Wow, that sucks to hear. Okay, I want to go back just for a minute. You talked about the Saints having an awesome game plan. Do you think they were able to pick up on when you guys were running and when you weren't?
You know, I did notice the linebackers and a couple of those people, you know, making signals after we would check to things. And I don't know if that's a case of them, you know, being able to steal some of our signals or if it's based on situation and tendencies. You know, we have, in this day and age, we have these computer programs that do all of, the scouting video and all of that stuff. So they can pick up tendencies that your brain would never be able to pick up. And it's really amazing to see that data. And so sometimes there's things like that that come up. I don't know exactly what it was, but I do know that if we're going to be more successful, we're going to have to execute better.
Can you email me and scan that data?
Data. What are you talking about?
Yeah, you said the robots who are crunching all the numbers. We need that proprietary data.
I just don't think that's something that I'm in the power to share.
Dude, just let us have your login.
Yeah, you don't even have to share it. What's your password?
Is it one of those deals where if there's multiple logins under the same name that the computer will recognize that?
Yeah, I think it's one of you have to do a reCAPTCHA every time you come in and make sure you're not a robot. And once you're coming in from a different IP address, it recognizes that and sees you as an outsider. So I'm just not sure that's going to work.
You told us off air that all the offensive linemen share the same illegal Hulu account, right?
I don't remember that particular conversation, but that sounds like something that you guys would do on your show.
Yeah. Must have been a dream.
Yeah, we would totally do that.
Yeah.
Listen, we're huge fans of yours, and today it just shows what a class act you are. You're coming on, doing this interview, great answers, not shying away from any questions. And I think you'd be great to do endorsements. I think you're a perfect spokesperson for brands out there. I honestly do. I think you'd be exceptional. You're great off on and off the field. You do a lot in the community. And so I noticed that Dak was talking about eating Wendy's nuggets in the huddle last week. And so maybe you could just start talking about advertisers when you know he's mic'd up. Have you thought about that?
Well, that's definitely an idea. I don't know that he actually mentioned that particular brand name. The clip I saw was just specifically Spicy Nuggets.
Wait, you had to see the clip? You didn't live it?
Actually, I don't remember him saying that at all. So I'm not exactly sure how that happened.
Wow,
you leave the
him
huddle.
Out. Wow,
but you leave the huddle faster than everyone else because you run up to the ball.
I'm not sure that's necessarily a true statement, Casey. Yeah. Hey. Why are you lying on the radio?
Yeah, quit lying on the radio.
Well,
I think
ready break.
Well, ready break. Are you the guy who says ready break?
No, Dak's the guy that says ready break.
Do you get to clap?
Everybody claps.
Okay, good. So
that's an important
piece. Skin brings up an important point. You were tuning Dak out in the huddle.
And then Kevin implied that if Travis runs to the ball and Dak is still talking. Travis just doesn't have the energy to go back and hear what the end of what Dak is saying is.
You know, I'm very cognizant of the things that are being said there. I think that must have been during a timeout. You know, and during the timeout, I usually am trying to wipe all the sweat off of my face and my body.
Yeah, so you're like, oh, God, he's back there talking about nuggets again. Get me the hell out of here.
Well, you know, sometimes if he gets to be talking about food, then it really is distracting.
Okay.
You know? Do you get hungry during the games?
Absolutely. You expend a lot of energy out there. You know, pregame, you eat some extra food. You know, we have sort of fuel bars and all that stuff. And then during halftime, again, generally a lot of people will eat during that time too.
I like the idea of why wait till halftime. I like when the defense is in, you guys just have a small little restaurant over there. Have some food servers over there and bringing you plates and stuff. Can I take your order? Why not do that? Just get some protein, bro.
And I'm just not sure that's the best way to do that. It might make you feel a little heavy or...
No.
I have a hard time, you know, I have very specific things that I can eat. You know, I try not to eat peanut butter and jelly. That's one of the favorite things to eat is people eat peanut butter and jelly during or before the game. And I try not to do that because I get that peanut butter taste in my mouth the whole game.
Oh, no.
That's bad for me.
And then you have peanut butter on the top of your mouth where you're trying to call out audibles for blocking audibles and
that's
stuff.
That's tough. Yeah, it's difficult to really enunciate with that peanut butter mouth.
I love the whole visual of you guys sitting over there looking at overhead shots while eating roast beef and gravy.
Only you can come up with this stuff.
How's your first Monday interview after a loss going?
So far, it's okay.
I think it
could be better. KT really asked a bad question there.
Yeah, sorry about the whole KT thing.
Can I save it?
That was like an early turnover in your own territory, man.
Let's see if you can save it.
Good luck.
So, night game, what time did you guys get home this morning?
Hey, that's a great question, KT. Thank you. Yeah. The plane landed about 1:45, I think. I was back in bed, I believe. I looked at the clock at 2:15.
You didn't go clubbing last night when you landed?
No.
Keep it open for you?
No.
I was looking for you.
No way. I went straight to bed knowing I'd have to get up early and deal with you guys this morning.
Oh, that sucks.
Jerry's at the front of the plane going, let's go to the Cowboy Club. Come on, everybody. We'll keep it open late.
Well, so just to put a bow on this thing, obviously it wasn't what you guys wanted to have happen, but look, you started off the season really. I don't know why I'm giving you a pep talk here.
He needs it.
After
what Kevin did to him, he was so in the dump.
Hey, keep your head up, Travis. You guys are still a good football team, buddy.
Hey, you know, like I said last night, I was talking to the reporters. It's a long. Well, I believe this was specifically Archer. You know, it's a long season, and it's very uncommon that teams go undefeated. You know, this is a loss, and losses can sometimes be valuable in that it shows you the things that you need to work on, and it shows you what not to do in the future. So sometimes knowing what not to do is just as important as knowing what to do. And, you know, we'll study this, and we'll take a really poignant eye at it and make sure that we're focused on the details of our craft and making sure that execution gets right. And we'll be better because of it.
You know, we do goof around a lot, Travis, but before we let you boogie, how are you feeling physically? I mean, obviously you missed all of last year. Mm-hmm. You look great out there. Do you feel 100% like yourself?
You know, that's a good question. I felt good about where I was, you know, at the beginning of camp and at the beginning of the season, you know, a good starting point. I need to continue to improve through the season. To get back to that mark, I don't think I'm back 100% to my best self ever. But it's very hard to say that you'd ever be back to your best self at the first game of the season or even early on in the season. You generally, at least the hope is to continue to improve throughout the season, and that's what my hope is.
What should your Madden rating be right now?
Based on last night's game, probably like a 57.
Travis.
You know, we'll keep going, and you know, hopefully we can raise that back up.
Hey, man, you do need a pep talk.
Listen,
this team is F.
We're gonna watch. No, we're gonna watch the film. We'll be done by like 5 o'clock today, and once that happens, we point forward, and everything's all good.
Travis, I want to read this to you. A fan, a listener,
already down.
He texted this in.
Now you're going to read a troll.
KT's really trying to get it better.
It's 877-881-1053. It's the AutoFlex Leasing
Keep
Fan
your head
text.
Up, Travis.
Great advertising.
And a guy says, yeah, I have to hit it or I'll get in trouble.
Yeah, I got you.
So the guy says, man, this interview really helps a Monday loss. I feel bad for Travis, but this is therapy for the fans. Yeah. So thanks for doing it, Travis.
Well, thanks for you guys for being the therapists.
We're brave.
Yeah.
You guys really do the work that nobody else wants to sometimes.
Hey, don't cancel these interviews just because today was so weird. We love you, and thank you for taking the time to visit with us, and we'll talk to you after a big win next week.
All right, we'll talk to you next week.
All right, man. See you later. There goes Travis Frederick.
He is not going to make it through the week. Did you hear him?
See you, Travis.
He's still there. Travis.
Hello?
I mean, he slammed his headset down and ran off.
I still think you're good at sports.
Oh, my God.
Which ones?
All of them.
Oh, yep. Man. That was awesome. Definitely we appreciate archery. Travis Frederick. And, hey, it's hard to put a smile on a Cowboy Monday after a big loss. But, hey, that did it. That did the job pretty good. Coming up next, we'll go around the rest of the NFL. Oh, no.
Dude, Cowboys Travis immediately walked up to
Travis
a piano.
Actually Travis playing down line.
Oh, no. Yeah. There's a piano in the Cowboys podcast studio.
He just started playing.
He's playing this song. What a weird choice.
Not looking good, guys.
This is how he feels. Coming up next, we'll go around the rest of the NFL right here on 105.3 The Fan.
R.I.P.